The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
If you were watching Just the News yesterday, you probably saw live a hearing that was held on Capitol Hill by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on the abortion industry and some of the really troubling allegations that have been around a very long time. In fact, I did a story back in 2018 at the Hill, which the Justice Department said it was looking at the trafficking of body parts from aborted fetuses, and yet nothing ever happened. Yesterday, Marjorie Taylor Greene put that front and center for the American people to see exactly what was going on. And we're very lucky to start the show today with the Congresswoman herself. Congresswoman, good to have you back on the show.
Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me on today.
This is a very important issue. I wrote about it 6 years ago. The Justice Department said they had a real investigation. I remember Senator Grassley made some criminal referrals. Nothing's ever really happened to try to address this trafficking of body parts. And yesterday was a really jarring hearing. It was hard for people to hear what is really the truth.
It was certainly a very difficult hearing to sit through, but it's one of the most important issues that I believe people need to understand. And you're right, you covered this story years ago, and nothing has been done about it. Even though the Oversight Committee did their investigation, many of these videos were widely circulated all over social media, talked about on the news. Criminal referrals were written, and the Department of Justice completely let it go. And what we did yesterday during this hearing is we brought David DeLeiden in, and he brought, you know, we already had the videos that had been subpoenaed years ago on the Oversight Committee. So we brought the information back out to light. And this is where you had Planned Parenthood executives, abortion clinic owners and managers, and all kinds of people in the abortion industry at conferences. And David DeLeiden is an investigative journalist who does incredible, very heroic work. And he has it all on video where they are talking about harvesting organs, selling babies' organs, talking about how much money they make, hundreds of thousands of dollars selling these aborted babies' body parts and organs, even admitting to breaking federal law with the partial birth abortions, talking about ripping off limbs in order to break the law so that these babies could be aborted and their torsos were intact and they could harvest organs. It's all about organ harvesting for profit, for unbelievable profit. And, you know, John, while the issue of abortion is being pushed in the 2024 election, I think it's incredibly important to actually talk about abortion itself and talk about the unbelievably evil industry that is probably, I can't even imagine, hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars for profit of selling aborted babies' body parts. And that's the real story that needs to be talked about when we're talking about abortion. This is not women's reproductive rights. We're talking about the brutal, barbaric, horrific murder of human beings every single day and selling their body parts for profit.
There's a moment early in the hearing where Teresa Bogonovich played the videotape of what led to what we know to be the DC-5. It's a very difficult video to watch if you've never seen an aborted fetus, but it was so compelling. I think at one point there were 40 or 50,000 people a minute watching on Twitter. This is video that often gets suppressed. It doesn't get played. You chose to show it at the hearing. Why?
Well, the reason why I chose to show it is because I believe that, you know, we have to talk about it. This is an issue that has to be talked about. And abortion is sold to women all over the country. It's sold to America as a woman's right. It's sold to America as reproductive health care. And let's be very clear. We need to, when we're talking about abortion, we have to be completely truthful and talk exactly what abortion is. And I chose to show this video because late term abortion is happening in Washington, D.C. And this is a story that, you know, was just shocked people, blew people away. You know, people were devastated by watching it. But people need to see what these babies look like. This baby was very likely around 33 to 34 weeks in gestation, which is a baby that if it was born prematurely at that age would have no problem living. Of course, wouldn't very, very easy for babies at that gestational age to survive. And this is a baby, you know, I'm a mom and I've delivered three healthy, wonderful children that I've raised. And any mother that watched this video could see that this was a baby. This was not a clump of cells, not tissue, not a problem to be solved. This was a baby and a human being that deserved the right to life.
It is an extraordinary moment. There's been so few people that have had the courage to really delve into this black market, into the selling of baby organs and tissue, fetal tissue. You and Senator Grassley are really the only two people that I've ever seen, you know, obviously David Daladian and Teresa, but very few members of Congress have done it. Why do you think there's not more courage in politics, more courage in the Justice Department to delve into this issue? The law is very clear. You can't sell body organs from aborted fetuses. Yet there seems to be pretty overwhelming evidence when you look at the undercover tapes, when you look at some of the exchanges of emails that have been made public. Why is there more political will to take this on? The law is clear.
I think that's the question of the century, John. There's not enough political will to do anything right in Washington, D.C., let alone bring justice for these horrific actions. The evidence is overwhelming. Full-on admissions on video by abortionists and Planned Parenthood executives, abortion clinic owners, full-on admitting and talking about selling, harvesting baby body parts, organs, and selling them for profit and bragging and laughing about how much money they make. Full-term abortions. I mean, breaking every single federal law. There is no excuse. I just say there's no excuse. There's no excuse for anyone in Washington, D.C. to pass the buck on this and do nothing about it. And my question is where is the Department of Justice on this? These criminal referrals were made years ago. Supposedly the investigation had started at the Department of Justice. Just because the Department of Justice changed hands to the Biden administration doesn't mean that these laws are still broken. Now we know who the Democrat Party is, John. This is the party that voted to legalize abortion up until the day of birth, and they did that last Congress twice. What we had to vote no on that bill, and they passed it twice out of the House. So I can only say that abortion is the most evil thing in human history, and no one here will do anything about it.
It is a remarkable thing because the evidence is there. And again, people can be on whatever side of the debate they want to be on abortion and its legality, but there are laws in the books that still need to be enforced. And I think yesterday you exposed in significant fashion the lack of action. It was really, really pretty remarkable. I want to turn to another issue because you have also been so deeply involved in the oversight issues involving Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. It really is a Joe Biden scandal. Hunter Biden's just a player in it. The last few weeks, we've seen extraordinary evidence that Hunter Biden was trying to help a Chinese company buy one of the crown jewels of our nuclear reactor industry, Westinghouse. We saw overwhelming evidence that he tried to make money trying to unindict or try to get an oligarch unindicted who had been indicted by his father's Justice Department. The ask was $5 million for that. We saw with the testimony of Eric Schwerin, Joe Biden accepting free help from Hunter Biden's business associate so he could do his taxes for Joe Biden and his accounting and his bill paying and his ethics statements. So many shocking things that if the person's name were Donald Trump or the Trump family, there'd be breaking news. How much do you think the American people now understand about what the Bidens were engaged in?
I think the American people know and believe it, John, but it's, again, it's my colleagues here in Washington that refuse to do anything about it. It's not an, it's, the question isn't even there of did he do this? We've already provided all the evidence and we're continuing to provide that. We have a very important hearing today that Hunter Biden was supposed to come to, and his attorneys have said he's not coming yet. We'll see what happens. But, you know, the reality is the American people totally believe Joe Biden was involved and involved to the highest level. And the American people believe he should be impeached, but yet it remains a question here in Congress. So I think the answer that we can provide to your listeners today is an answer they already know. There is no political courage in Washington, D.C. There is no will to do the right thing. There is no effort to hold people accountable how they should be held accountable. It's always the other way around. And tragically, I wish it were different. You know, I'm trying to do everything I can on my part, but I'm one of 435. so it's a little complicated.
It is. Any doubt in your mind that if Hunter doesn't show up, if he defies the request that he once asked for, he asked for this hearing, he wanted this hearing, do you support enforcing a subpoena, dropping a subpoena and enforcing it?
Oh, 100%. I completely support giving him a subpoena. I completely support holding him in contempt of Congress if he doesn't show up. That's absolutely what we should be doing. He called our committee a circus. You know, it's Hunter Biden that has created the circus over and over again. When we've asked him to come and subpoenaed him, one time he showed up and had a press conference on the Senate side that Eric Swalwell had set up for him. And then the second time we were voting to hold him in contempt of Congress because he didn't show up for our subpoena. And then he decided to show up. And I think everyone remembers that video very clearly, that when it was my turn to speak and Chairman Comer recognized me.
He rolled up the carpet.
Yep, he ran out of the room.
No doubt about it. One last question. Big ruling yesterday in the Supreme Court. Texas will be allowed to, at least for the time being, enforce its illegal immigration law, meaning that people arrested in the state of Texas and who don't have legal status can be thrown out of Texas for essentially trespassing. A big win for Texas. I know your home state of Georgia is thinking of something similar. Does this create a wave or does it encourage other states, hey, jump on and do this. It's a way to stop illegal immigration when Joe Biden won't.
Absolutely. I think this is an easy thing for red states to do. I think every single Republican state, I wish Democrat states would do it too, but they love illegal immigrants. They create sanctuaries for them. But yeah, I hope Georgia does it. I think every Republican state needs to do it. States have a right to protect their borders, and they have a right to throw people out that don't belong there. So I'm solidly in support of it.
Yeah, I think that's a trend line we're going to be watching a lot more of. Congresswoman, it's always an honor. This was such an important hearing. We wanted to make sure that it got the attention it's due. Thank you for spending time with us today and bringing us up to speed on it.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.